Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, today, more politics than normal because of what's going on, right? Including Tim Walz. And we did talk with the Speaker of the House, Lisa Damoth, 12:35. You can podcast that on whether she's going to run a special session and also on the fraud. And I'm just going to start with this simple question. We're going to talk about this for one more segment, and then we're going to move on from politics for the rest of the day. Jason is going to join us. First time we've been on a Thursday, 2:35, for a while. So Jason, with his main gig. Okay, this is his main assignment, not the show. 2:35 right here. How's Tim Walz going to overcome this? How is Tim Walz going to overcome this outside of this fact? The state just has more Democrats. And the Democrats just have more money. By a lot. Not only within the party, but their supporters. Because this is just another example of a staggering amount of waste and fraud. I mean, the idea makes sense that you're going to try to help people who are vulnerable and need Medicaid dollars to help them find and keep housing. We were just talking about a financial issue that you're about to face. There are so many people listening right now who, with individuals who are vulnerable, who are older, and you just don't have money laying around everywhere at your house, and so you need help in trying to help out some of these folks. And a compassionate government can play a part. It can't solve everything. It shouldn't solve everything, but it can be a part of it. And so when this Housing Stability Service Program was launched in 2020, and it was lauded by many, many Democrats and by other independents too, it was predicted to cost $2.6 million annually. And right away, it goes 10 times, almost not quite 10 times, but closing in on to $21 million in claims. Okay? Then in 22, it's $42 million. Again, it was projected to cost $2.6 million. Then in 23, keep going up, $74 million. In 24, $104 million. And just the first half this year, $61 million. And so today, Joe Thompson, we would have loved to talk to Joe today, maybe tomorrow, maybe sometime soon, because he's joined us a number of times, the acting U.S. attorney. They charge 8 people with wire fraud with the investigation of this program. They're far from done. They're far from done. The attorney general is talking about how they're proud, how they're catching these folks. The governor continued to say how proud they are that they're catching these folks. I just think if you're a moderate to the right, Dave, you need a lot more than, oh, we're proud that we caught him, to the point of, Why is it so bleeping bad and you're the governor of the state? There are endless examples of presidents of companies, of leaders of companies, or other aspects of life where something happens under somebody's position of authority, and they really, Dave, didn't have that much to do with it, but they get credit. And vice versa. Things happen. Well past $1 billion in fraud. And the idea that moderates, let's just say, the people who are, I mean, look at all the texts we got to this show the other day when Walls announced. Dozens and dozens and dozens of texts from people saying, I voted for him the first two times, move on. So, yeah, he's going to get the further left. He's never going to get the right and the further right. But there's still plenty of moderates in this state. There just are. Who are slightly right to the center and slightly left to the center. I still believe that. And for those folks, I just have a tough time, Dave. The majority of those folks are going to say, hey, great job, Governor, for catching this. Yeah, great job catching this when we're at $1.2 billion, $1.3 billion, $1.4 billion. And Joe Thompson is saying it's no signs of it slowing down. If the Republicans run someone who has a chance to get some folks, get some votes, significant votes from the moderates, they can beat them. And this can be a calling card, right? Don't you believe?
Sure, it can. It should be. Fear the GOP, absolutely. You have to point to this time and time and time and time and time again as you talk about Governor Walls and the reasons that you believe you're a better candidate. But who's the candidate going to be?
Well, that's it. They've cut off providers, 115 providers. Closed-circuit Republicans, if you can't win the governor's race in 26, then shame on you.
I'm boarded up at that point.
Then I really... This is your best chance, without a doubt, since Pawlenty won.
Yes, there'd be Walls fatigue from voters without any of the fraud issues, just because we've seen him for 8 years.
Yes, purely that. And, yeah, we can get into comments that I've called out many, many times, musing about the president's death, taking joy in Tesla stock dropping. All of that. But this fraud issue. And I get it. In light of COVID, there was just a crazy amount of money that was in our system. In hindsight, too much. From Trump and Biden.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not reading about the staggering amount of fraud in other states like we are in this state. And it's September 18th. Are we convinced that there's not going to be another example? And, I mean, feeding our future, was it about $250 million? These numbers are if it just projects out to another 120 here this year, because it was at 61 for the first half, we're well past the feeding our future money already. Yeah, congratulations. So if Republicans blow this one and don't put in position a person who has a chance, then you should just be embarrassed. Because there are, I don't know what the number is, but there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people, I firmly believe, who are moderates, who are going to hold Walls more accountable for this, who are fatigued, who probably would have preferred Amy Klobuchar or Steve Simon, or might have preferred the Tim Pawlenty of 2006, and are going to say, Republicans, give me an opportunity.
You also have to wonder how what's going on in Washington with the president.
Yeah.
How does that impact people wanting to vote for a Republican here?
Yeah, because it's a fine line. Because they can't completely separate themselves from Donald Trump, or they'll risk his wrath. And within the Republican Party in this state, he's still popular.
Not risk his wrath. They'll get his wrath.
They'll get his wrath. You're 100% right. But, you know, Jensen, when he was on with us, seemed like he was pretty far to the right again. Qualls, I need to see Qualls offer up something other than just talking points. Kristen, maybe. Don't know enough yet. Damoth, I think she could be impressive, and Stauber's a big X factor. Does Stauber want to go for it for name recognition? He would step in, and I think he's the favorite if he steps in, even more than Damoth. Emmer's not going to do it because Trump could get mad on the flight back from the UK, and Emmer could be the Speaker of the House. So he would be the biggest name, but by the way, he wouldn't be appealing at all to the moderates. He just would wrap his arms completely in Trump. And while he is a very good politician, he is a very good campaigner, he is a smart man, he's just walking, talking MAGA. And I don't think that's going to win. So let's look at a few of your texts. Have the Republicans, when's the last time the Republicans had a better chance to win a statewide race than with Governor Walz and all the fatigue and the extraordinary amount of fraud that was reported again today? And what does it say about the viability of the party if they don't win the race next year with Walz dramatically, in my opinion, more vulnerable than he was in 18 and 22? Text me, and then we're going to move on away from politics. 651-461-9226. Can I save you a ton of money? I hope I can. I can't guarantee it. I know this. Any of us who are paying for a condo insurance or home insurance or homeowners association or car insurance, it's no fun. It's expensive. In particular, the home insurance costs, they have jumped. I know with American Family and Amber Scholl, I have an agency I can trust, that I can talk to, that can cover me, and I'm paying, do I want to say the bare minimum? I'm paying the least I have to achieve the coverage I want. American Family, well-established, okay? But I want a local office. So if something goes wrong and I get a car accident, I just don't want to go to that 1-800 number. With Amber, you can get her and an entire team. It's teamscholl.com. That's how you track them down. S-C-H-O-L-L.com. This office for me, 35 years. My father, longer than that. Amber with the office for 15 years. Running for 3 years. Really good people. Worth your time, even just to feel better about the insurance you have now. Do not hesitate. Quality people. Try to save some money. It's worth it. TeamScholl.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, among the texts here on the incredible opportunity the Republicans have next year to win the governor's race. Oh, goody, more Walz bashing, sarcastic. I'm sure they were fine with the criticism of Trump, though, right? Go ahead and defend all the fraud that's happened in the state, Dexter. And are you telling me the governor of the state has no responsibility for the billion-plus dollars of fraud? Please text again. Call if you want to tell me how the governor has no responsibility. Please explain why nobody's getting fired for overseeing this fraud. They just fired the person the other day. Funny, just about to appear at a hearing. More people should have been fired. An apparatus should have been set up more effectively to stop this. Talk about Trump's fraud and grift. He, unlike Walz, is actually profiting from abusing government. Oh, well, there's no denying that. I mean, my God, one of the crypto areas that they started, which is incredibly dubious, with Witkoff. What is it worth now, like $5 billion? And, geez, I wonder why Donald is all of a sudden, Dave, now for crypto. Wonder why. Oh, that's right. He can influence who is in charge of investigating crypto. He can have these huge meetings at Mar-a-Lago where they're meeting with the president, but then Caroline Leavitt can tell us, oh, that's just his private time. Okay. just on his own.
You can draw those lines if you want. I'm not going to go there.
Okay, you're not?
No. Crypto's the wave of the future. I think he's jumping on board.
But again, because that is rampant fraud by Donald Trump, doesn't mean you then have to say, whatever happens under Walz, it doesn't matter.
You call it fraud. I call it sage business acumen.
Opportunity. Texter, I voted blue for 40 years. I'm 63 years old. I'm so tired of Tim Walz. Moves left every freaking year. I'll be voting red no matter what the Republican Party selects. If you elect a Republican governor, you're going to give Trump more control over Minnesota. A lot of people believe that.
Well,
and so
prove them wrong.
Yeah. Where it, because 0 to 10, if it's just true MAGA, if it's a true MAGA candidate, 0 to 10, do you believe about 14 months out that person, he or she, can beat Tim Walz?
Not in this state. No.
Not in this state.
No.
Right? Because we just have more lefties, and the metro is filled with lefties, and it dominates. You have to find someone like, Chris Sununu, who was the governor of New Hampshire, who found a way to walk that line, but still, and called out Trump at times, but still clearly was Republican and believed in the core principles, but wasn't MAGA crazy. It will never make a difference how much fraud exists within the state. You people consistently always represent the left's interests in the state regardless. I'm just highly criticizing Tim Walz. Said he shouldn't have run. People are tired of him. Oh, my God.
I'm playing the long game.
Try listening. Dean Phillips. Dean's not going to run. They will not run. Republicans will crap the bed again and run the kitty litter guy again. Yeah. We did. Scott Jensen, nice human, did go that way and fall for that. And it was
the furries.
It
the
was
furries.
Ridiculous. Any candidate the Republicans nominate that have Trump on them will not win in Minnesota. People in Minnesota will vote against Trump. Let's not forget, it's in 2016, he did lose the state to Hillary by what, 1.4%? So it's possible. And by the way, if Trump is told a Republican genuinely has a chance to win in this state, and the person is going to occasionally distance himself from Trump, but in the end, he's going to get another governor. He's calculating enough to shut up at times. Can he completely shut up? No chance. He's him. But, you know, more often than not, he jumps in and he gets somebody too far and they can't win these moderate type states. If you believe this is a moderate type state, I really don't. I think the purple idea is long time ago because the Democrats just dominate these statewide races. But, I mean, do you think Trump could be disciplined enough in that area where it's fill in the blank someone? Let's say it's even Stauber. Let's go Stauber. And Stauber, who's been, at first, wasn't completely MAGA, now is pretty damn MAGA, but he tries to separate himself a little bit. And Stauber even meets with Trump and other people and say, to win this state, he's got to do this. Can Trump just shut up enough? Because I'm not saying Stauber's going to be out there ripping him, but he's going to be deflecting and separating and doing the classic political doublespeak to separate himself at some level.
Yeah, I think Donald is cagey enough to be able to shut up unless there's a screw-up from the candidate.
Please, please convince Dean Phillips to run. I wish you would. Now, as a friend, because we've become pretty good friends, I don't. Because I think that life is pretty miserable. But I'd love if you ran. I'd love someone else who is honest, who will tell the truth, who is a centrist. The truth is, Dean Phillips is incredibly close. We're incredibly close politically, where he is a little right of center fiscally and a little left of center. And I still want to believe that person could win in this state.
You should have gone to Burning Man with him. That would have been the perfect time to convince him.
While we're in the orgy dome?
Yes, exactly right.
Jason is next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you excited about the Meta AI glasses? 0 to 10, what's your excitement level on that?
Are they going to give me a pair?
What if they ask you to sponsor them?
10 plus.
Exactly.
I experimented with the wearable glasses back in the Snapchat glasses days. Yep. I don't know if anybody remembers that. And it was sort of awkward.
Yeah.
It was awkward. Also, like, I got LASIK surgery not so I could go wear some nerd glasses to stream, you know? Mm-hmm. You're like, what are we doing here?
Nerd glasses.
Now that I'm older.
Could be one of the greatest inventions ever, and you're calling them nerds.
But now that I'm older and I'm wearing reading glasses,
yeah,
may as well put a camera in there. That'd be handy.
I don't know.
Is that what it is? What is it all for?
Are you prepared?
I don't need all the AI.
Are you prepared to walk around with glasses constantly and all this information is going to be presented to you
in front of me?
Right there.
Like in the no. No, what more do I need? Like I feel like I'm at peak information. I may be
How about that? There's your headline for this segment. I feel like I'm at peak information.
What more do we need?
How exactly are you at peak information?
So I've been thinking about this weekend.
Back to Chicago, or I mean,
it's a conversation I was having with my brother.
Yeah,
we're trying to remember.
Is this the one you don't like?
Yeah, okay. Some star of who was it or what was the name of it?
Yeah, right there. The Meta glasses could help you.
Right, and I sometimes wonder if it's better that we have access to all the trivia in the world so you can look it up, or if it was better like back when you were just like, huh, don't really know. And then you move on with your life and it didn't really matter. You didn't need to know. And I still don't need to
know. This is your example why you're at peak information?
That's right.
That's it. Dave, what are your thoughts on that example of peak information? Remembering some guy on some show.
That's the Everest of info, I would say.
What more? What information are you seeking?
Sir Edmund Hillary of information.
That's right. Now, someone right now is wondering, who is Sir Edmund Hillary?
Yeah, and right
and instead of looking it up, I would recommend just walk away.
Remember,
just walk away.
We also had the glasses for TV, right? The
the 3D, like the 3D TV.
And I remember I had a friend in the TV business. Oh, good for me. A friend in the TV business. He goes, these are going to die quickly. I go, why? He goes,
yeah.
Because people don't want to sit there on their couch wearing these goofy glasses.
Get a headache. And
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not really into it, but it's also like, you know, I mean, if 1% of the population finds it interesting, then that is significant, you know.
It also was interesting, too, that the big presentation that Zuckerberg had failed miserably, wouldn't work. Then he's blaming AI. He's blaming, Wi-Fi. They didn't check the Wi-Fi before. Uh-huh.
Well, you know, we had some Wi-Fi issues here at the station yesterday.
And today.
I think it's back.
It was
they're off. Fixing it today.
When do you think they're supposed to do network upgrades?
3 to 6.
When we're not on the air?
I would assume.
We're on the air all the time.
Well, how about during the Twins game?
I would say, like, the best times to do upgrades here at the station would be during Lake's show and during Vanita's show.
Yeah, I'm sure they would appreciate that.
That's what I think.
You know, how about Michelle never sleeps anyway, so how about overnights? Again.
I think it's fine. We could have a day with crappy Wi-Fi, so what?
Again.
I'm trying to take a new relaxed, like, no big deal
attitude.
It's no
big deal. I don't need to know information. That's your new approach now.
I don't need to know information. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying I have enough. I'm good.
Yeah. Who is on our station from 11 to 5 at night? Can you identify those individuals?
From 11 p.m.?
To 5 a.m.
Absolutely not.
Dave?
No.
Do you know without cheating right now? Because I'm just going to say.
You
could offer me a membership at Pine Valley right now.
Yeah.
I would really, really try to guess hard.
Now, I sometimes listen from like 9 to 10, and there's some CBS television anchor, I think.
It used to be John Dickerson, but now.
Right, now it's some.
And then we got Major at 10 with the takeout. That's outstanding. But I'm saying 11 to 5.
No clue.
Who
do we have?
Is it Donald Trump? I have no idea. Who do we have?
Phil Hendry, is he on?
I wish he was.
Oh, that guy's the best.
Yeah. From 11 to midnight. Very popular Our American Stories.
Brian Oak, is he on?
I would take Brian Oak in a second.
Right?
Let's go.
Overnights.
Yeah.
Noon,
not sure that would be his first pick to be overnight.
Midnight to 4, missing the other side of midnight.
Okay, wait a second.
What is that? Is that even a thing?
It's the other side of midnight.
All right.
See, some people are on this side of the midnight.
Yeah.
This show?
Pick a side, I'm on the other side.
Okay. But I kind of think like once you get to 12:01, aren't all of us on the other side of midnight at that point?
Which is the side and which is the other side? Who's to say?
Who hosts?
Isn't always greener.
When does last night become this morning for you? What time? Because I have a time in mind.
Well, you would know it better because you used to get up all the time.
Yes.
When does last night become the morning? I'm going to say 4 or 5 a.m. Right there. I'm going to go 4 a.m. is morning now.
So I told my oldest.
This is peak information, by the way.
Yeah, this is important. So I told my oldest the first summer he was home from college.
Yeah.
Where he
did
went
he have
out.
Curfew?
No.
Yeah.
But he went out one night at like 11 p.m. and got home around 3.
Yeah.
And I said,
what, waiting up for him? Or?
Well. No, but, you know, if you open our garage door, I get like it's tracked.
Yep.
Peak information. This is what I'm saying.
You really don't need that.
I don't need it. But he got in really well. And my wife, of course, Nervous Nelly, she was like, she was up. So I told Seth, I'm like, there is a line between getting home at night and getting home in the morning.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to tell you when to come home, but I would prefer if you're on the night side of that, which for me, I would say would be 2 in the morning.
2 in the morning is now is morning.
I'd say 2 a.m.
Preposterous, right?
2 a.m. is still you got home at night. 3 a.m. is you got home in the morning. That's what I'm saying.
What about 2:30? Gray area?
Gray area.
2:30 the other side
open
of 2 a.m.
2:31.
You can write an angle. If you're a kid, you could probably work an angle on that one.
Okay, so how do we feel about that, parents? Kid comes back. He's 19 at that point.
Yeah.
Okay. He is staying back home.
Yep.
Under your rules, Dave, you're going to face this eventually. When Sam and Seth both come back next year, when should Jason say, hey, this is when you need to come back by?
7 p.m.
7 p.m.
You're just thinking of your young children.
Yes, exactly.
Your precious little angels.
Yes, be in bed by 8. Until they're 21 and able to, you know, go out to a bar or something like that.
Yeah.
I'd say 2 is far too late for me.
No.
Midnight? That seems fair to me.
I guess I would say,
if it's happening every night, I guess it's a thing, but it's like he was hanging out at somebody's house. Like, whatever. It's fine.
Yeah, as long as it's not trouble and you're walking in and all sorts of noise.
And like, we can't have any drunk driving. Like, that's a big conversation.
Yeah, and that's no matter what. I'd say, I think I'm with you too. If you're not
okay.
If you're not here by 2, now if it's an outlier,
just stay out. Just stay out.
You know,
don't come home.
Go to a homeless encampment. You know, just hang out there. Now, if it's all of a sudden twice a summer,
yeah, fine.
Give
me a heads up.
Yeah,
I don't know. I just think once you've had that time to be on your own, off at school.
It's hard to go back to those rules.
It's hard to go back, and it's a little silly as a parent to be like, we're running this the same way we're running it. Like, when you were in high school, that's just not...
Okay, let's say...
I like to give leash. You let the leash out. You let the leash out until they give you reason to, like, pull it in.
Okay, let's project both of them.
Okay.
6 years from now... The job economy is incredibly hard.
True.
And they're both very good students. They're going to good schools, but they're both still looking for work. And they're back in their rooms.
Yep.
Now they're 24-ish. Mm. What do you think about your rules then?
Whew. Yeah, I think.
Because a lot of people have this now.
Right.
With 25-year-olds.
I wonder. I would be curious. I would be looking for advice, actually. I don't really have a strong opinion on that. I feel like, you know, it would be difficult if you say you have a 23-year-old. Now, are they going to be bringing a gal back to my house?
Yeah. Yes.
And like, how's that work?
Well, did they both have girlfriends in high school?
Yeah, but like the bedroom door had to be open and like all of that sort of stuff.
Could a high school girlfriend sleepover at your house?
It did happen.
Okay.
We have a guest bedroom, which I had cameras and triple arms set off if she opened the door. Look, if you're going to, if some monkey business is going to happen, I better not hear it. You better be quiet. That's all I'm saying.
What do you think about that criteria? Jason is saying,
don't wake me up.
His kids have sex as long as everybody's very
quiet. Is that what I'm saying? Very
quiet.
Yes.
I mean,
keep it down,
as
son. As
many people involved as you want to
very
do.
Very tired.
But keep it quiet.
I don't know. Would you allow? So, like, we were always very communicative with the girlfriend's parents. So it was like, it had to be like permission. Like, if we were out of town or we weren't going to be around at night, we would text her mom and be like, hey, we're going to be gone. Just so she doesn't play the like, oh, I'm going to go. The Durushes are home. Like, no.
Out of town, yes. But when the boys were in high school, was I always communicating when they were, let's say, seniors?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I was not. And let's say 24, 25-year-old Hunter Griffin at my house, and at the last place there was one bedroom in the basement, and they were going down there with girlfriend. Yeah, it wasn't like I was down there
Could
saying,
go down there,
no
right.
sex.
Right.
No.
Right.
Right.
I always would say, like, you know the political leanings of your girlfriend's parents. Like, if you slip up, welcome to fatherhood, buddy. Just want to let you know.
Oh, I would threaten to cut their penis off if anything bad would happen. Is that reasonable, Dave? Reasonable or not?
Seems like a stretch.
Yeah. It was, we had many conversations about be very, very
be
smart.
Very, yeah.
Be respectful.
I don't know.
Be
all
smart.
This stuff, it is like the nerve-wracking stuff about parenting.
Yeah.
And when it's an adult, when they're in your house, you're like, well, I don't know.
You still need to have some level of
I think you
rules,
need some rules.
Right? Now, would you
keep it down as a rule?
Yeah. Keep it down.
Keep it down. Have a lot of sex, but no,
she
no,
had
no enthusiasm
she
with
had
the sex.
Her own bedroom. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, I'm sure she stayed in that bedroom the entire time. Okay.
All I can say is that I think, like, older brother would have loved to narc on younger brother if something was going on. So you had a little bit of self-policing there.
Old school word there. Narc.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Is that allowed? I don't know.
Not by Mary Moriarty.
These
it's
days.
Not allowed right now at Hennepin County.
These days, I don't know. Am I canceled now? Is Trump coming for me?
Yeah, matter of time. Let's talk a little, Mary, because I know you talked about it at the start of your show yesterday. I want to go back to that a little bit. Stretch Lab. Jason, go to Stretch Lab. There's one in Maple Grove, all over the metro area. No matter the individual listening right now, you could be a dad or a mom in the car with your kids. Bring them. They'll work with you. 10-year-old, 90-year-old, work with you. You're the runner. You're the biker. You're the golfer. You're the pickleball person. You're the person who sits around, doesn't exercise. You're the person who stretches a lot, but you also want trained professionals, what they have at Stretch Lab, to help you out even more. First time you go, and again, dozen-plus locations, you'll find them at stretchlab.com. They'll run you through some stretches with the technology they have. They'll sit down and talk with you, and then hopefully you'll sign up right there for that 50-minute session, and you'll walk out there a little more pliable, a little more flexible, feeling a little taller, and realizing Stretch Lab should be a part of your monthly routine. I've been going for 6 years. Try it once. You'll go a lot after that. Stretchlab.com. Okay, I get pulled over. I run a stop sign.
Yes.
My tabs are late. Does Jason DeRussia want an officer under that premise if they spot something which is suspicious or they see something that they clearly believe is illegal? Does Jason DeRussia want the police officers the ability to investigate that and potentially file charges on what they find?
Today, in this crime environment, absolutely.
I'm with you.
Absolutely.
100%.
And now, I get the theory of why you wouldn't want to do it, and I agree with the theory.
Well, it's
and
it's
also, we're here.
It's happened.
Yes. There's no doubt that, now, it's sort of a moot point, as the chief told you.
Yeah.
In Minneapolis, they're not doing it.
They're not doing it.
So you're going to, why are we messing with Robbinsdale or Maple Grove, or what are we doing? And why are we announcing this in the middle? You're like, read the room. You got mass shootings.
Because
happening.
She thinks she's smarter than anybody in the room.
I just think it's so disappointing because public
and predictable.
I think it's she is doing what she was elected to do, what she thinks she was elected to do.
I think she's taking it further.
I think she's taking it further. I think
by far
this is my chance to reform this. I'm not running for reelection, so I'm going to do all the things that I always wanted to do.
I think she would have done it even if she was running for reelection.
Probably.
And I get it.
I'm just, it's.
People who aren't two white guys who have been stopped, they're going to say, you need to see what it's like in my world.
Yeah.
I understand that because it's absolutely happened.
It would be fine if she did this 3 years ago or 2 years ago.
Yeah. I still would have
to do it right now.
I mean,
Ramsey County has done it.
Yeah. I'm still conflicted about you
I know,
see
me
crime,
too, when you break the rule.
And
I get it.
We're not going to do anything about it. Jason's next, everybody.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.